welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Christopher Sieber, the two-time Tony nominee, is currently on tour in La Cage aux Foux. The show stars Christopher and the great George Hamilton. Christopher stars as Alban in the tour, but he isn't new to La Cage. He actually starred in the Broadway run as George's. I saw the show, and he is awesome. His performance alone is worth the price of admission, so if it's coming to your town, you definitely got to grab some tickets. I'm serious, he was great. Laughed every second he was on stage. Christopher and I talked about the tour, working with Mr. George Hamilton, his Tony nominations, and being thrust into the Broadway run of La Cage with only 7 days of rehearsal. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. That's how this website stays afloat. And don't forget to check out our actor resources page and other interviews and daily news items. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Christopher. How you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm very good. We just got to Costa Mesa on Monday from Los Angeles. So that was fun. It was like a real hard commute, because we had 45 minutes, I think, you know.
Did you fly down there from LA?
Yeah, we flew to Costa Mesa from LA, if you imagine. Some people probably do that.
I would have no doubt.
We drove here. It was really cool. It was a nice drive.
Yeah. So you've been on tour for this, what, since February?
No, we've been doing this since September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's coming up on a year now.
Man.
I know. And we end in November in Toronto.
Do you enjoy the touring life?
I do and I don't. Yes, I do. Because, you know, you get to go to cool cities around the country. You get to see the country in other places and do it while you're getting paid, and that's cool. And you get to, you know, get cool restaurants that aren't in New York City, and so the hardest part is, though, is like every city, you finish one city, you have to pack up all your stuff, go to the new city, and then it's always about a race to find food. So you're always foraging for food, it seems, because, you can't travel with things, well, if you're on a plane, so you kind of have to dump everything and just start all over again every week, every 2 weeks.
Do you actually go out and, like, sightsee and visit the various towns you're in?
Oh, yeah, we have a days off. I mean, the day off. Usually, we call it the dreaded five-show weekend, you know. It's one on Friday, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. So, the weekend, we never see the sun, basically. But during the week, yeah, we have our days free, so we can go out and see stuff. I mean, you know, and we're staying over here in Anaheim, Disneyland is just down the block. So I have a feeling I'm going to Disneyland.
Well, have fun there. Yeah, I think I went there a couple months ago. Love Disneyland.
I haven't been in a couple of years. So, but it's one of my favorite places. It's just like fun, really cool, nostalgic for me. I love it. I think it's just the coolest thing.
How often do you get back home?
Well, our tour is pretty cool because George is 72. We had some built-in breaks. So we usually do about six weeks, and then we have usually a week off. So that's really nice. So we do 6 weeks on and 1 week off, and so it's actually not bad. It's not terrible where you're just constantly going and going and going and going and going. So it's nice. So about every 6 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So when you get to the theater, how long does it take you to get into your makeup and costume?
I am there an hour prior to the show. And once I start, I don't stop until I'm out of it. It's about 3.5 hours of nonstop every single performance. It's a lot. You never leave stage. I mean, when you know the part of Alban Zaza, you never leave stage. You're always on. And if you're backstage, you're changing costumes, weight, and makeup, and jewelry, and shoes. And so you never stop. So it is a go. Let me tell you, it's the best weight loss program I've ever been on.
When you go off stage, are you like, in the Avengers, when Tony Stark, he's just walking and the iron just gets on him? Do you just like hold your arms out and people just like change your clothes and then?
I've got I call him Team Zaza. They, I just like my pit crew. They're awesome. My dresser, Michael Lewis, we make up Paul Bigot, and then we get a local dresser every city we're at. And, I'm three people to jump on me and make me kind of look pretty. Kind of pretty? Well, not pretty. I'm not a pretty girl. I won't lie. My dad told me, I'm from Minnesota, and my mom and dad came to see a show, and after a show, Dad put his arm around me and said, "You know what, you're a hideous woman." I was like, "Dad, I wasn't trying to be pretty, okay?"
The honesty of a father.
Yes, good. Yeah, all right.
I wore heels when I did the Rocky Horror Show a while back, and I had to wear heels for just one scene, and I was constantly afraid of falling flat on my face. How long did it take you to get used to even dancing on this? My Lord.
Well, I was born in heels. The shoes that I have are made for me, so they're actually not too bad. They're actually a really wide heel, meant for dancing and trudging around the stage. So they're really stable. Thank God I don't have the spikes or something. I did Hairspray. I played Edna Turnblad in Hairspray a couple years ago, and for Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey. And they gave me spikes, 3.5-inch spike heels.
Whoa.
And and then I had to do that number of Big House where there was tapping in it. I'm like, "You want me to tap a 3.5-inch spike heels? You're crazy." But you know what? I did it.
Did you?
Yeah, and I didn't hurt myself, so that was good.
Is there video of that? Because I would love to see it.
I think there's probably some, probably YouTube it or Google it or something. It's probably out there somewhere, yeah.
You played George's on Broadway.
Yes.
And I read a story of not only how you got the part, but how you were thrown in and you had a week of rehearsal. And just reading that story,
7 days.
My heart was just beating. Can you just kind of go over that story for us?
Yes. It's crazy. I never expected ever to be in the show. I was going to go back into the show Chicago on Broadway, playing Billy Flynn, which I had done twice before. And I was in line. It'd been 7 years, and I was at the box office of Chicago because I wanted to refamiliarize myself with the show because I hadn't seen it in 7 years. I hadn't done it. So I was like, "I don't really remember anything." And I was in line at the box office, and my phone rings, and my agent says, "Oh, they don't want you to see Chicago today. They want you to see La Cage." I'm like, "Well, okay. That's kind of a weird way to learn Chicago, but okay, I'll go." And my friend Harvey was playing Zaza across the street. I said, let's go. So I went and saw the show, and Harvey was terrific, of course, and he's been a friend of mine for 20 years. And so after the show, I go back to his dressing room. He pulls me in his dressing room, he closes the door. He says, "I can do the show." I was like, "What? Are you going to do the show? I want you to do the show with me." "What show? What are you talking about?" "This one, look at us." "What are you talking about?" I had no idea that Jeffrey Tambor had just up and left. He had some hip issues, and he had had it. He had had it. So he just up and left on a Friday. And it was that Sunday at noon. They called me. and they offered me the part. I said, yes. And so they called me Sunday and said, "We'll deal with that." And Monday, the deal was done. We started rehearsal. And then, the following Tuesday or Wednesday, I was in the show 7 days later.
My Lord.
And starring opposite Harvey Weinstein. And it was one of those things, I didn't have time to cry. I didn't have time to think. I just had to learn the part. And there's so much, because like Zaza, you're never off stage. You're always on stage. It's really George and Zaza's album show. Especially this production. So it's constant go, go, go. So yeah, and I went in the show, but I did it. And the reviewers loved us, so that was good, even though they came a week after I learned the part. and then the producers wanted to see if I would go on tour. And they asked Harvey and I if we'd go on tour. And I said, if Harvey's in for it, I'll, yeah, it's like fun. And And Harvey's got, you know, he's got Newsies, and he's got this new show called Kinky Boots that he's working on, so he's unavailable. And so they came to me later, and they said, would you like to do the tour still? But we think we have George Hamilton. And I said, George would look really terrible in a dress. And he said, no, you play Zaza, Al Ben Zaza. I'm like, really? Oh, yeah, let's do that. That might be fun. And so that's how I never expected to be in the show, but here I am doing the show. Both parts. I know the show inside and out.
I guess, which do you prefer? I mean, the one you're doing now is so much showier, you know? I would think that
it's a lot showier, but it's a lot more exhausting. You know, there are days when I just thought, I'd just love to put on the crushed velvet jacket and just do that show, because then all you have to do is walk and talk and sing, you know, and talk about, you're all over the place. I've got 15 different dresses, I've got 7 pairs of shoes and 6-7 wigs, and it's just, it's so much. It's so much, but it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun to do, and the audience just loves it, so that's good.
You know, you have a pretty deep deep voice, and you got some in the show. You've got some pretty high parts that you got to sing. What's your secret to keeping your voice, I guess hydrated, and what's the super secret that you can tell us?
Well, there's several things. First of all, it's lower now because of air conditioning. It's like it's doing. I'm not in really good vocal shape right now. I'm not. I've got a slow swollen cord, so I'm just, you know, what are you gonna do? But for the most part, staying hydrated with electrolytes, potassium, calcium, and Gatorade.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Gatorade really actually helps you stay hydrated. Well, that's what it's for, but it really does work. It really, really does work. And every now and then you need an Advil, you know? like today I'm going to need an Advil because they're just swollen great today. They're just swollen, but, you know, you get through it. But in the morning it's usually like this, and then it gets better as the day progresses.
Well, you know.
But those are some crazy, crazy Jerry Herman notes that he made crazy, nutty, and he loves it when it's up high. Boy, does he love it. And I'm saying A flats all the time. It's crazy.
At the end of the week, can you feel your voice being saying, like, hey, Christopher, what's up? Let's go. Come on, let's hit Monday.
Well, it's Monday is my day off, so I usually try to be quiet. But the weekend is, it's always rough when it comes around the weekend. And like I said, we have that Dreaded Five Show weekend, and so it's just one after another, after another, after another, after another. And it's just, there's not a lot of recovery time, so you really have to take care of yourself.
What's it like working with George? I would think every, like, single second you could spend with him, it's just kind of like a treat.
Yeah, well, he's, you know what, we've gotten to become amazing friends. I mean, that's the cool thing, and that always helps when you're working with somebody that, you know, you like. he's so much fun. He's a lot of fun to be with. I mean, he's 72, so he's a little slower than me, a lot slower, actually. And but he's so much fun to be with. He has the greatest stories of all time about the MGM days, because he was there. You know, and if you hear, like, well, tell me about this story. Can you tell me a story about this? Yeah, people say that, but that's not true. I was there. This is what actually happened.
He's got to write a book.
He's written two.
Oh, well, duh. Okay.
There's a book he wrote called Don't Mind If I Do, and it's about his kind of growing up, and then the stories of him. They're all good stories. They're nothing scandalous by any means, but, you know, the stories that he had, and they're just fascinating. And, he's a lot of fun to walk around with him in airports, too, because people are like, is that George Hamilton? What is he doing here? So it's kind of fun.
So you've been nominated for 2 Tony Awards.
I have.
Does that make things easier for your career or harder because you feel like you have to be choosier?
No, you know, I've always been choosy my entire life, so I just kind of take things as they come, and I do get the opportunity to read and preview anything that comes my way, and you know, if I don't think I'm right for it, then I just say, you know what, I'm not right for this, I'm not going to go in for it. You know, there's things that have to speak to you, you know, and there's something about it, you know, that you that you know you have. You can do that. And there are certain things that just don't speak to me. So that's what happens. Yeah. But, no, as far as Tony nominations, it puts you at, I guess, the best feeling. It was the overwhelming feeling of that first nomination. It was like the respect of your peers that is such a tangible feeling when that happens. And that is the greatest honor of all. And when they like you a second time, even more respect. I mean, that is really, truly the greatest thing. You know, the respect of they singled you out of all the performances on Broadway. Yours was one of the best, and that's pretty freaking awesome.
I would think so.
So, yeah. I mean, I actually, I don't know what I would do if I actually won, because then I would panic. I think I would. I think I would panic a little bit, because they're always like, oh, God, now they're going to think I got to be good all the time. I think everyone should experience when they open that envelope.
Is your heart racing?
Oh, my God, you have no idea. Oh, my God, yes. It's a feeling of hope and happiness and joy and the 2 seconds later when I open it up and it's not you, it's despair and destruction. It's like a feeling inside your heart. You're like, ugh. Because the first time I was, I knew I wasn't going to win, but the first time I opened the envelope, she went, oh. Like it was a surprise. Like it wasn't the guy that everybody thought was going to win. So I was like, wait a minute. She said, oh. And you know what? It wasn't me. And the second time it wasn't me. The second time around it was a lot of fun, though, because everyone in the category except one person was a dear friend. You know, we all work together in some show somewhere, and we hang out, and we go to lunch and dinners and hang out and, you know, have a big time. And they were all my dear friends, so it was like, whoever wins, it's great. That's fantastic. Yay.
Man, that sounds like such a good time. Jeez.
It's nerve-wracking as all hell. And then we have to perform on the Tony Awards. Like, during Shrek, I had to perform. There's a set piece that I tripped. I tripped, and then my mind went blank.
Did it?
And I'm on live national television. Yeah, my mind went blank, but I did the number. My body took over. I don't know. I don't remember it. But my body took over. I tripped, and my mind went blank, completely blank. And I was like, I'm gonna fuck up on national television. I'll be a YouTube sensation for decades. Great.
How did you get your start? Did you always know you wanted to be an actor?
Yeah, actually, I started in third grade, and it started as a class clown, and then it kind of turned into a career. yeah, I always did, and I was always performing. I was always putting on shows in my living room and doing that, but I had some great teachers in high school that said that I should probably head to New York, and because there's nothing here for me, nothing in Minnesota for me. So they suggested I went to New York, and they were right. So I have to thank my teachers in high school because they kind of told me to get out of town.
I have nothing to thank my high school teachers for, so that's good.
Well, it was nice of them to do that.
What's your advice to actors?
You know what? Believe in yourself and keep going. I mean, this business ain't easy, you know, and it may look glamorous, but, you know, you always have to work hard. You never, ever stop working. You have to continue. You have to keep going. Just keep going. Keep yourself in shape and pay attention. You know, the world out there is a human zoo, and the human zoo is filled with weird, wacky behaviors that people do. And you can take that stuff if you pay attention. There's you know, behaviors that if you can always steal from. That's what I do. I watch people, and people do weird stuff. The human animal is weird, and so there's people have really weird quirks, and just kind of put it in the back of your head as a filing cabinet, little behavior. I'm like, ooh, we got to steal that kind of gesture, that thing. But yeah, keep going and believe in yourself. I mean, yeah, keep going to class too.
Thanks, Christopher, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.